Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, to Faith in Action. It's a program locally produced by Channel 88.1, and it airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. You can also find previous shows at fhcradio.com. That's our website. You go there, you click on Listen Live and Podcasts, and these segments come up. But for right now, we are so glad that you set your dials to 88.1 FM and you are joining us for this show, Faith in Action. I'm Joanne Fox. I'm your host for today's show. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I'm just so tickled that you're joining us today. So I have on the phone with me an individual who's going to talk about a real unique outreach program, and that is a mobile food pantry. It is done in Macy, Nebraska, and Walt Hill, Nebraska. And yes, although KFHC is located in Sioux City, Iowa, we do serve listeners in Northeast Nebraska and Southeast South Dakota. And we thought this would be of interest, that listeners would really benefit from learning about this information. So on the phone with me is Michaela Schuele. She is with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Omaha. She is Director of Emergency and Supportive Food Services. And thank you so much for joining me today, Michaela.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
This is such a remarkable endeavor, but what I'd really like to do is first have you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, where you went to school, and how you came to be associated with Catholic Charities.
Well, my friends call me Kaylee, so some that might be listening might know me as Kaylee instead of Michaela. And I went to Scutt Catholic High School in Omaha, Nebraska. And after graduating from Scutt, I went to Mount Marty College in Sioux City, South Dakota. And then after about 2 years at Mount Marty, I decided to transfer to Creighton. And so I studied healthy lifestyle management at Creighton. And then I was on track to be to receive my doctorate for occupational therapy from Creighton. And I had worked my whole life, or what felt like my whole life, probably about 8 years of my life, though, building out this resume to go to occupational therapy school and to be an occupational therapist. And I applied for OT school and got in at Creighton. And then about a month before I was going to go, I had this very strange feeling that God was telling me that that's not where I was supposed to be. And it took a whole lot of faith and a whole lot of trust in his plan to kind of lay down the 8 years that I had planned to go to OT school and put my hands up and say, okay, if this isn't where you want me to go, then you show me. And a month before I was supposed to go, that happened. And so I deferred my entrance and then started looking for jobs, and I found Catholic Charities, and I am more than happy and so beyond blessed to be where I am today.
Well, tell the listeners how, then, your degree from Creighton, your bachelor's degree is in occupational therapy?
It is. That was my doctorate that I was going to get. I graduated with a healthy lifestyle management degree.
Okay, and so that was your bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, and I'm not exactly sure how that program works, but then did you go into the master's program and continue with that healthy lifestyles?
No, the Creighton does offer a master's program that's very similar called lifestyle medicine. I did not end up going into that master's program. I was going to go into OT school from healthy lifestyle management, but then deferred OT school and then immediately found Catholic Charities. And so I have my bachelorette and then went straight to Catholic Charities after that.
Okay. So your really faith journey is very interesting, because it almost sounds like you were on your horse to to Damascus, and the Lord just kind of knocked you off and said, what are you thinking, Kaylee? Haven't you thought about this? And sometimes when we have those moments and we share them with others, sometimes people are happy for us, and sometimes people are not out in the parking lot doing the dance of joy because they saw you on a certain path, and now they're a little confused as to this U-turn that you have taken. So what was the reaction to your family and friends when you said, I'm just setting aside 8 years of my life that I just invested to do something else?
My family and my friends were very, very supportive. I'm very blessed to have a very supportive family. And I think they knew deep down that this was the path that I'm on now of, you know, direct service is more in line with what God is calling me to do. And so I think that they were very, they witnessed the discernment process that I went through. And so they were very supportive of that because it is a painful process when you have a plan for, you know, so many years of your life, and then right before you're about to embark on this plan, you change your mind. And so that's painful to go through personally. And so I was very blessed to have a supportive family. There was some faculty that weren't as supportive because, you know, you get attached to some faculty that are excited to have you in class, and you talk about, you know, some innovations that you can have in certain career fields like occupational therapy. And so some were not as supportive as others, but those really close to me were very supportive.
So you stepped away from the academic atmosphere and started to apply places. Was Catholic Charities kind of at the top of your list where you thought that might be a good fit for you?
Oh, absolutely. I remember reading the job description, and I remember applying knowing that I was not, I wasn't qualified for it. I didn't have the experience that they were looking for. You know, I was fresh out of college, but I applied for it just in faith in God that if that's where he wanted me to go, it would work out. I applied at several other nonprofits as well, but I remember Catholic Charities was the one that I really, really wanted, and I told my family, like, this is my dream, and I'm going to apply for it just because I'm going to go for it. Because at that point, going through a discernment process really, it really strengthens your faith, and I was like, you know what, I have nothing to lose, you know? So I just went for it, and I'm so happy I did.
Boy, I'm sure they did too. And how long ago was this that you applied and were hired?
This was 2 years ago this month.
Okay. So you come on board. Maybe explain to the listeners exactly what are the responsibilities of the Director of Emergency and Supportive Food Services. Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I wear a lot of hats, and we do, because at Catholic Charities, we're an agency of 52 individuals, 52 employees, but we serve upwards of 200,000 individuals per year in our community. And so the director is just like every other position, wear a lot of hats. I like to call my job like the Director of Emergency and Supportive Food Services, but also like expert problem solver, because in a food pantry, nothing goes to plan, but that's what makes it fun. But I am the director over basically anything that has to do with food in Catholic Charities. So we have three food pantries currently, one in North Omaha, one in South Omaha, and then one that we're building more Northwest Omaha. And then we have four home delivery programs that we operate, one out of each food pantry, as well as a collaborative one with some neighboring nonprofits. And then we have our mobile program, which is what we'll talk about today with our outreach in Macy and Walt Hill. And so I'm the director over all of that. I oversee staff and budgeting and the sourcing of food and volunteers and all of the logistics with everything. So it's a lot of fun. Every day is different, but I absolutely love what I do.
And I guess there would be days for me in a position like that that I might feel a little disheartened that there is such a need for something like this. And so when you have those days, how do you kind of perk yourself up to say, but what I'm doing makes a difference?
Mm-hmm. There can be, like I said, there's every day is different, and being a self-proclaimed expert problem solver, those problems come up and they can be very disheartening. And what I like to tell my staff is that, you know what, at the end of the day, our mission is to enhance the dignity of the individuals in our community by providing them with nutritious and culturally appropriate food, because food is a human right. And so if our community, if one person came to our door and they received food and they walked away better because of that, then we did our job. You know, the back of the pantry can look as messy as you can imagine, and everything could have gone wrong. But if one person benefited from what we did that day, then that's really what matters. And that's what drives me, is our mission.
And I think that is just a wonderful analogy that you could make to the Good Shepherd, in which, you know, he's got the 99, but he goes after the one. And so, listeners, mm-hmm. we're going to continue kind of talking about this. But first, as you know, if you follow the show, it's time to take a short break. We have such wonderful supporters and what wonderful underwriters. And we want to always thank them so much and give them an opportunity to talk about why they feel Catholic Radio is important. So, again, I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host of this show. And we are talking with Kaylee Shulley. And she is with Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Omaha. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.